This is Guildcast Episode 7 for January 1st, 2006. Welcome back, everyone, to Guildcast. I'm your host, Sean, on yet another holiday edition of Guildcast. I want to wish everyone a Happy New Year, and I hope by the time this comes out, I hope everyone has had a safe New Year. What I'm doing with this episode is I'm going to record it in two parts. This first part is kind of the pre-Winter's Day event. Right now, what I'm doing is I'm sitting in Lion's Arch with my warrior character, waiting for Dwayna to appear, and Grenth, and after all the festivities end, I'm going to record the second half of this episode. So once you hear this, everything will be done, but I figured I would do kind of a two-part thing, one based on speculation of what I've heard, and the other kind of summing up, what actually happened. But as far as the speculation goes, so far what I've heard is that Grenth gives out antlers, which actually it's not speculation because people have put up pictures of it, and Dwayna gives out Santa hats. And basically what you need to do, from what I've heard, is each district either sways more towards Dwayna or more towards Grenth. And whichever side that district is on will get more presents. Like if everybody is huddled around Dwayna, they're going to get more presents, as opposed to the people who are on Grenth's side. But if what I've been doing, what I've found out, is I've been going from district to district, and you find out that some are more for Grenth and some are more for Dwayna. But you just need to find, pick out who you want to side with, and then find a district according to that side. So it should be pretty interesting, and like I said, I'll talk a little bit more about what actually happened after it happens in the second part of this episode. But also what I want to talk about is there's been a few more things that have happened with the Winter's Day update. Since last week, they've put in a little feature where they have presents that spawn in random places. Actually, it seems like they spawn in the same places. There's about maybe a half dozen spawning points in each city. Each city being Lion's Arch, Drachner's Forge, and Ascalon City. And what you do is you wait for these presents to appear, and you pick one up, and you have to hurry up and take it to a young child NPC. And in Lion's Arch, you can take it to... There's actually NPCs called Young Child, and then there's one called Kid. Cal is another one. I forgot the rest of the names, but any children NPCs in the town you can give the present to. And what they'll do is they'll pay you back by giving you another present, and they say something like, my mother says you should always repay presents with presents, or something like that. But they give you back a present, and in that present is a holiday item, such as the candy cane, or the spiked eggnog, or the regular eggnog, or the snowman summoner. There's three little green dots that run faster than everybody else, and those are the Grenchies. And when you pick up that present, you got to watch out for them, because if they catch up to you while you have that present in your hand, they'll break it. So the point is, you got to get the present, take it to the young kid before the little Grenchies come, and he'll give you your reward like that. Now to read off a list and thank the players who have said hi to me in the game, or who have helped me in the game, such as Monk Android, Pastry Pie, Brandon the Cold, Pawner Dag, Azarkin Neck, Morangan Dramir, Pog of the Fogles, The Shugo, Gold Scorpion Bite, Asya Buan, and Kiam Greyback left a comment on the iTunes main page for Guildcast. I thank them for that. And I just wanted to quickly let people know that a lot of times I may not be at my computer, or when someone says hi to me, or possibly, especially if I'm playing my monk character, Priestess Julie, if you say hi to me and I don't respond right away, it's probably because I'm pretty busy, like I said, especially with the monk, because if anyone out there plays a monk, you know that it's pretty intense, a lot more intense than, say, a warrior. So if I don't respond right away, just wait a little while, and most of the time I'll scroll up and look to see what I missed, or if I do see your name and you say hi to me, I'll try to hurry up and write it down on this pad of paper I have next to me on my desk, just so that I can go ahead and say hi to the people who have said hi to me in the game. But I do appreciate it when people greet me in the game, and I've met a lot of great people who I've quested with, and even just chatted with just for a little while. Also, I wanted to say hi to all my new guild mates in Lost, the guild I talked about a few times in the last couple episodes, the Legion of Synergy Triumphalism. I joined up with them earlier this week, and we've done a few quests together. And they let me join their guild only after a few sessions of severe beatings for mispronouncing their guild's name. Now, I wanted to discuss a little bit about some features that I have planned for the future of Guildcast. I'd like to have some various contests, whether it be Guild Wars trivia, or scavenger hunts, or races with runners from city to city. All the details are pretty much being worked out now, but these are some things I'd like to really add to where I can announce where these contests will be, where they'll take place on the podcast, and then the listeners can join in at a certain time in a certain city, a certain district, and you can win gold, items, but all of that will be announced later in more detail. But I just wanted to kind of announce that so people will know what to look forward to. Also, I wanted to make a question and answer segment where people can write in to me, either email me, or actually what I'd prefer is if people call in on the audio comment line and ask me a question, then I can play the question on the podcast and answer it there. Now, these questions won't be answered entirely by me because I'm far from an expert in Guild Wars, but I do have a lot of people who have volunteered to answer some questions, including fellow guildmates of mine and other friends in the game. But I'll be announcing that a little bit more later on, some more details on what I'm going to do with that. Also, I wanted to announce really quick that one of the players that I named earlier, Azarken Neck, that's AzarkenNek, he wanted me to tell everyone that he is willing to help out new people. And right now, the characters he has are a level 20 warrior monk, a level 20 ranger mesmer, a level 15 monk warrior, and he has a warrior ranger PvP character. And he says he'd be willing to help any new people out. If they have any questions, they can go ahead and talk to him in the game, and he'll do his best to help anyone out who may need it in the game. Also, you may have noticed some changes in the episodes themselves, especially if you use iTunes. What I did was I moved the feed to a new server, so if you've deleted them before, they might show up again, or if you kept the old episodes, you might have duplicates now. But they're the same episodes, nothing has changed, they've just moved, so the feed renewed itself. And you may have also noticed that the commercials that I had attached to the episodes are gone, which is a very good thing. They were pretty annoying, but what it was is I was trying out a new host, and in order to use their service for free, they had to attach these commercials to it. Also, if you haven't seen the pictures already on there, I have only a couple on there now, but I will be adding more. But I don't want to get too crazy with things on the website versus things on the podcast, because I think there's already enough Guild Wars related websites out there. And my main focus on this podcast is basically to be an audio supplement to the websites that you may already go to. Now, for this Basics of the Game segment, I wanted to talk about group etiquette. I know a lot of people will be thanking me for this. If you're new to the game and you don't really know how to get a pickup group, or a pug as they call it, this will help you out a lot. And if you're experienced at the game, you probably face some kind of frustration at a lot of the groups that you might get together. Once you get into the game a little bit more, you tend to find some friends you can go with, or guildmates. But if you don't have that opportunity, you're basically forced with a decision to either grab henchmen or look for a group of other people to join in your party for a quest or a mission. There are a lot of people who are perfectly fine with just using all henchmen, and I've done it several times. But the bad thing about that is usually, well, the AI for the henchmen is improving, but it's still not as good as a lot of the best players can be in the game. But also, the henchmen are usually a lower level, until you get to about, I believe it's the desert, is when they start being about level 20. So that's why I'm going to talk about group etiquette. The first thing to think about when you want to form a group is if you want to be a leader or a follower. Now, to be a leader, you need to have experience with that quest or mission. You should really have at least done it a few times so that you know the way. Because there's nothing worse than a person who tries to lead and they get lost or they don't really know what they're doing. So if you're uncomfortable with that position to where you think that you don't know your way or you don't think you can take charge like that, just find another group with someone who can be like that. And it just makes things a lot easier. But in that leadership role, what you're going to do is you're going to, in the chat channel, you're going to say GLF, which is group looking for. If you know what you want, like usually you can set it up to where you know, if you know the mission good enough or the quest good enough, you know what you're going to need, like a monk, a tank, a ranger, whatever you're going to need for that mission. Or you can sit back and watch other people saying LFG, looking for group, and they usually state what they are, like tank, looking for group. But something else you might want to do as a leader also is once you get in the group and you get into the quest or mission, either you can be the one to call targets, or you can assign someone else, ask if someone else wants to call targets. But calling targets is very important in a group, which basically boils down to communication. Communication is key to any good group. And I've been in so many groups where nobody really talks to each other, and they just kind of do their own thing, and it never, ever works out. And you might be able to get away with that a little while towards the beginning of the game, but once you start getting to some of the jungle quests, it really doesn't work out like that. And of course, if you get to Thunderhead Keep and you don't know how to work well in a group, it's not going to work at all, because Thunderhead Keep is the mission for group participation. But back to calling targets. When you call a target, what you do is you hold down control. Well, first you select the target that you want to attack, and you hold down control and hit spacebar. And that will call out on the chat window. It'll say, I'm attacking so-and-so, so that everybody else in the group knows who you're attacking. Now, for the rest of the group, few people really realize this, but what you can do as the person who's not calling, if everybody else in the group wants to attack the same person, you just press T, and that will automatically target the called target. I believe in the controls menu, what they call that is priority target or party priority target, but I think that's a really good feature that they have in the game, and it's something that a lot more people should really learn how to use, I think. Okay, now if you want to be a follower in a group, what you do is you either look for people who are saying, announcing what they need. Like if they say, you know, they need, like if you're a monk and they say group looking for healer, there you go. You can also announce what you are, what level you are, and that you're looking for a group for mission or mission and bonus. But once you get into the group, again, I can't stress this enough, but communication is everything in these quests. And that's really the way ArenaNet seems to have made it. But you should probably at least say hi to your party members, you know. And there are certain professions where if there's two in the same party, it can cause a problem. And I think the best example of that is the Necromancer Minion Master. You can't really have two Minion Masters in one party. So if you're a Necro and you get in a party and there's another Necro in the party, you should probably ask them what kind of Necromancer they are, if they're Blood or Death. Because if they're a Minion Master and you're set up for your Minion Master build, you can't both take minions from the same corpses. So that would really render a lot of your skills useless. Also, another big one is monks. A lot of people assume that all monks are healing monks. If you're a smiting monk or a protection monk, when you get in a group, you got to tell people, because they're going to assume that you're a healing monk. You got to say, hey, I'm a smiting monk or I'm a protection monk, so that they know that they need to find a healing monk. Tanks are pretty much all the same as far as being damage sponges. And elementalists, you can announce what type of elementalist you are, but that's not really as important, because there can be two or three nukers. But it's just always good to figure out what roles everybody has in the party before you actually leave and enter the mission or the quest. Okay, now once you're in the mission or the quest, some basic common sense things are, number one, like I talked about last week about aggro, if you're a tank, the worst thing you can do is think that you're invincible and you can just run through these missions without the assistance of the rest of your group. Because the whole group is really key. And now I realize that there are runners that run certain missions, especially like the desert missions. If you're good enough, you can run through these missions yourself without the rest of the party. But honestly, how fun is that, really, to the rest of the group? So what most groups do is you have a ranger. He'll pull a small group towards you. When that group is running towards you, and it's far enough from the main group, that's when you get the tank in there to act as sort of a wall and keep the enemies at bay, so that he can sit there, keep them back, while the elementalists, the necros, anyone else can sit behind him at a far enough distance to where they can fire their spells at the enemies and not have to worry about being attacked themselves. Now, that doesn't always work, but in theory, if you have a good enough group and you have good enough tanks, it's usually pretty successful. Now, after you're done fighting a group of enemies, and you're to the point where you can rest without being interrupted, it's a good idea for the spellcasters and the monks, especially, to call out their energy level so that people know that their energy is low. And the way to do that is you hold down control and you click on either your energy bar or your health bar or whatever it is that you need to bring to the attention of the rest of the group. Just to let them know that they need to wait a minute. And again, that goes hand in hand with the importance of communication. Something else that's become quite an issue with pickup groups is when people go away from keyboard or AFK, or when they just simply leave. In the missions further on in the game, there's a lot of places where you can capture skills from bosses. And a lot of times what people will do is they'll join a group just to capture that skill from the boss, and then as soon as they do that, they leave. Now, there's nothing more aggravating than that, because for one, it shows lack of team spirit, but for two, it really leaves the rest of the group in a bad situation. Now, if you find yourself where you have to leave the keyboard for a second, or there's something you have to do that's more important than Guild Wars, which I can't imagine, but just make sure that you tell people. You know, you get to a point where you can take a break, where there's no enemies around you. Make sure you tell people, hey, I gotta go, I'll be right back. You know, it'll take just for a minute, bathroom break, whatever you got to do. You know, there's no pause in Guild Wars. And I know there have been plenty of times when I've been doing stuff such as cooking food or something, and then I'll have to go check the food. And I'll just tell the group, you know, hey, hold on one second. But I'll wait till I get to a point where it's not in the middle of a battle or something. But usually people don't get upset if you tell them. You know, they might have something they need to do themselves. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit more about calling targets, as I mentioned before. It's very important to learn how to follow targets. Before the mission starts, like I said, someone needs to decide on who's going to call the targets. Usually the best person is a tank. If you can get your warrior to call targets and everybody else focuses on that target, that's what's known as focus fire. If you've ever been in a group before where everybody attacks different targets, you know that that rarely works out. Usually what you do is you get everybody to focus on one target at a time. It's more efficient and it makes the battle go by a lot faster. So as a rule of thumb, you attack their healers first, but the bad thing with that is usually healers in the back of the group, so that doesn't usually work out as well. Then you focus on the smaller targets, all the little miscellaneous enemies around, and then lastly is when you get the boss. You don't ever attack the boss first. If you're one of those people who uses tab to pick the next target, which I was for the longest time, you find that you hit tab the first time, it picks your closest target. But if it's not exactly your closest target, it'll go to the next one, then you keep hitting tab and it'll go all over the screen, picking all the red dots that it can find, and it'll just be standing there wasting time. Another way to get around that is you press C. That'll select your closest target. But we're talking about efficiency and communication here. So, like I mentioned earlier, when you press T, that's when you attack the target that was called. You'll be getting these battles done a lot quicker than you ever have before, which will make you happy and will make your group happy. Well, here I am. I just got my Yuletide hat right in the middle of all the festivities. The fireworks are still going off in the background, as you can probably hear. But in about another 3 hours, I'm going to go try to get a hat from Grant. The macro. I guess this is the finale. But I'm going to try to get some antlers from Grent in about another 3 hours, but I'm going to go ahead and sign off now and fade out to the fireworks of the Winter's Day event.